Thank God that God is moving in such a tremendous, powerful way. Amen. One thing I found out down through the years, you only get out of it what you put into it.
That's right.
If you put in little, you get little.
That's
you
right.
put in a lot, you get an overabundance of everything that God has planned for your life.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we have to start doing, creating an atmosphere in our hearts and in our spirits so that when we enter in any place, regardless of whether it's a church house or a store, we have praise in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Because see, as long as you have praise in your spirit, you can always expect God to show up
Do
what he does, because he inhabits that praise.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what I found out? I found out something else. Praise is more than just something that flows off your lips, out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Praise is a way of life.
Yeah.
It's an expectation of faith.
Yeah.
Amen. That's why God, you can't please God without faith.
That's
so
right.
Praise is an expectation
Amen.
Of that faith.
Right.
So I thank God for it this morning.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to the convention, 62nd. I got it right.
Amen.
Convention coming up. We're going to have a wonderful time. We got Pastor Chiefs coming. We got Reverend Ted Sims. We got Chancellor Mevin. We got Pastor Arniz. We got Pastor, what's your name, brother? We're going to have a great time. Amen. I'm looking forward. And the theme of it is, it's called KISS. Keeping it simple, sense. We turn being a born-again believer into a full-time job instead of just letting it flow through our lives.
Amen.
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 When we make it hard, people see it hard.
That's right.
And folks don't want what we got.
Right.
When you make it simple, when you go through the things and trials of life and you keep it simple,
amen.
People want what you have because
right.
they can see that it don't phase you, it don't stop you,
That's
and
right.
it don't slow you down.
Amen.
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 I need some glasses. I can't read this.
Here, try that.
Our main scripture is in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 12th verse. It reads this: For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world and more abundantly toward you. It reads this thus in the Greek Amplified Bible. For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience or our lifestyle, that we behave in the world with simplicity. That means you ain't got to go around speaking in tongues and shuffling and jumping up and down, trying to make folks think you more than what you are.
That's right.
You need to make it simple. Let them know that Jesus came and gave us a simple word that changed our hard, rough lives into a simple life. Amen. Glory to God. And with that, godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God and supremely toward you all. That's what we have for them. The simplicity of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That's our thing. I'm going to get out of the way because I want to hear this young man. I mean, as far as work ethic, he is the youngest man in this place. I don't know. Therese might want to argue that. You know how he is. But we're going to deal with it anyway. And it's such a pleasure to have Pastor Buck in here. I can't wait. Yeah. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. I'm going to say it one more time. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. You ain't heard a woman of God preach. The unadulterated, sanctified, pure simplicity. Word of God.
Right.
Till you get to hear this woman of God.
Amen.
You don't get to hear it. Amen. Right now, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. I thank God for this young man. I like calling him young because he walks faster than I do. He talks faster than I do. He eats faster than I do. And he looks a lot healthier than I do. So I call him young. I want you to put your hands together. Welcome Pastor Fletcher Rose. He comes to bring the word of God.
Come on and give the one that we owe it to all a hand clap. J, but every word in there is perfect. Come on and lift him up. Worthy. Glory to his name. Praise God. got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the land to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captive free.
Verse 45, it says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give him, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Come on and give him some praise. He's worthy. Amen. I want to talk about Jesus talking about being faithful. So I want to talk about faithfulness. Faithfulness is making faith a living reality in one's life. And it's manifested in the service, or in God's service. That's what Matthew 25 is saying. It's 45. It's manifested in the service of God. And when we serve God with all our heart, with all our souls, with all our minds, then God will give us our all in all of his mind, all of his heart, all of his mercy, all of his love, all of his might, all of his power, and it belongs to us.
All right.
If you are faithful. But if you're not faithful in your service in unto God, in the house of God, and not only in the house, not only in the temple where he abides, but also outside the temple where you go, on your job, in your home, glory to God, and the people that you brush up against when you are out there shopping or when you're going to the restaurant, if you're not serving God then you don't have anything to eat the food that he has prepared for you.
Amen.
He said he's the God of all flesh. So if they don't know God and they eat, God prepared the food. But I don't know about you, but when I sit down before I eat, I always ask the blessing
of the Lord up on my food. Yeah. The one who gave me the food, because see, man been messing with it ever since the beginning.
Yeah.
Glory to God. So I don't trust man, amen, but I trust my God.
Yeah.
And I can be faithful to him, and when I'm faithful to him, then God will in no wise, Lord God, hold any good thing from me.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Faithful, trustworthy, believing, or trusting. That's what being faithful to God is. So you can trust God. When you ask in his name, believe it, then you can trust him that he's going to do whatsoever you ask him to do. Matter of fact, you've already done it, glory to God, but you got to trust him so it can be manifested in your life. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. Man can't give you anything but a whole lot of misery, because that's all he is, glory to God. But when you know God, glory to God, when he is in your life, glory, you can trust him to deliver you and set you free every time. Glory. I don't care what you're going through in this life. You just got to learn how to be flexible in God, glory to God. So when you're hurting, glory to God, you got to turn into him. When you are miserable, glory to God, you got to lift him up to praise him. When you don't know which way to turn, glory to God, you can remember this one thing that you can turn unto God, glory to God. He said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I'll be with you wherever you go, even until the end of time. Come on and give God the praise. So who then is a faithful and wise servant? Whom the Lord, Jehovah God, the covenant one. Glory to God. He's talking. The covenant's talking before him right now. Trying to get them to realize, glory to God, that they can depend on him. Glory to God. They don't like him because he's giving them the truth. Glory to God. These Sadducees and Pharisees, they don't like it, glory to God, because he said he was God. They only know. They said, we believe in Abraham, glory to God. But let me tell you something. Abraham is dead, but God is alive, glory to God. God the one gave unto Abraham all he had. And God blessed Abraham, glory to God. So don't look unto Abraham, but look unto God. He's the Alpha and the Finisher, glory to God. When you look unto him, he said he'll give you everything that you have need of according to his riches and glory. Come on and give him some praise. Who's then a faithful and wise servant? Whom the Lord has made ruler over his household. I like that. Wise servant. Wise means prudent or sensible. Or I like this word, practically wise. Or for instance, situation that you're in, or practical purposes. That is, if your liabilities, which is your circumstance, your situation, your problem that you're in, if your liabilities, glory to God, exceed your assets, which is the words of God, then you're about to be bankrupt, glory to God. But you can depend upon God, hallelujah, glory to God. God don't have to create no more words. He got everything that we have need of, and everything is abiding on the inside of his people, glory to God. God gave his all, he gave his love, and that's his all, and everything is in his love, his deliverance, his power, his mercy, his grace, glory to God, his blessing, his happiness, his joy, and his peace is in God, glory to God. So if you want some love, you need to see the Alpha, glory to God. If you want some peace, you can call on his name, and he'll give you peace in the midst of your circumstance and your situation, so that your assets, glory to God, will outweigh your liabilities, and you'll be delivered in due season. Come on, give it up. Hallelujah. He said he'll make him ruler. Yes. Or make him in charge. See, we're in charge of the life that we live.
That's right.
I said this before. We got salvation, but that's just the beginning. Salvation is progressive. Glory to God. So if you want to find out who God is, you got to keep moving. Glory to God. You got to keep seeking.
Yeah.
It's progressive. It doesn't stop at home plate, glory to God. It goes, if you want to use the baseball field, it goes to first place. Now, first base, glory to God. And then the second, and then the third, and back home, and you start all over again, glory to God. Because it ain't going to be the same. today like it was yesterday, glory to God. It's going to be a new problem that you're going through, a new circumstance and a situation. But we don't have no new God. We got the same God as he was yesterday. He said, I am that I am, glory to God. He haven't changed, glory to God. He's still mighty. He's still the healer. He's still all power in heaven and earth. And you can call on him day and night, glory to God. You can dream about it. He's still God. You can get up and he's still God. Come on and give me some praise.
To make him ruler in charge. Glory to God. That servant, that you know what a servant is? A servant is one to have a permanent relationship. Glory to God. Not sometime up and sometime down, but that servant has a permanent relation of servitude to another one whose will was completely subject to the will of another, which is Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say? He said, I come to do my Father's will. He was subject unto the Father's will, glory to God. And he didn't ask no man. He didn't ask the Sadducees about anything. He told them what the Father told him, glory to God. He said, I and my Father are one. And what I hear from the Father, that I do, glory to God. And so he's doing the will of the Father. So what we got to do? All those that are conformed to the image of his Son and came from the Father, glory to God, we got to do his will, glory to God. Jesus' will, glory to God, is said that if I ask anything in his name, believing that he is the Son of God and that God is his Father, he said he'll do it, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I like to try God. I tried him and I know him. I tried him when I was sick, glory to God, and he healed me and lifted me up. I tried him when I was in my circumstances, situation, glory to God, and he delivered me, glory to God. And guess what? He's still delivering, glory to God. He's still can bring you out, glory to God. He's still can lift you up. He's still can bless you. He still can put joy in your heart, so you can go on through those trying times. Come on and give us a praise.
Hallelujah.
The Lord. He said the Lord are the supreme being. The one who holds all authority. Don't you know you got all authority in you? You don't have to listen to words that don't sound like God.
That's right.
You don't have to listen to the words that are not true. Glory to God. It's what you know, you're who you are, glory to God. If you listen to this word, that's the one you're gonna serve, glory to God. If you listen to self, you're gonna serve self.
That's right.
If you listen to self, you're gonna serve self.
That's right.
You sit down at that table stuffing yourself, and God said you need to quit because your belly gonna burst. But you keep on eating because self says things still taste good. Glory to God. I got to go back and have me another bite. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to serve that one, and guess what? You might end up in the hospital sick and they pumping your stomach out. But I'm here to tell you, if you listen to the word of God, if you listen to his power, you listen to his voice. See, you got to learn these things. That's what salvation is, progressive. Glory to God. You got to learn of him. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask and it'll be given. This man, glory to God. You got to seek after God. You can't find nothing about God or find out about him unless you seek him, glory to God. So salvation is just a start. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. He said he'll give him ruler, the supreme authority to give you to be ruler over your household. Or, in other words, God will appoint you. And when God gives it to you, can't no man take it from you. God, whatever he places in your hand, can't no man take it out, glory to God. You can't even give it to him, hallelujah, because he can't mind the things of God in the first place, and you can't even give it to him because God gave it to you, glory to God, and he's holding you responsible for it because he appointed you and you alone to be ruler over your household. Come on and give it some praise, glory to God. In Hebrews 2, 2nd chapter, verse 7 through 8, talking about ruling, appointed, glory to God. God said this in Hebrews 2, 7 through 8, it says, thou and didst set or appoint him over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Everything is in subjection
unto the obedience of God's word. But you got to put it under your feet. When you put it under your feet, that means that you can thread up what the scripture says. I can thread up on the serpents and the scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall hurt me. Why? Because I've been appointed to be victorious in God. I've been appointed or put in charge to lift up his name. I've been appointed to serve him, glory to God, with all my heart, all my soul, and all my mind. I've been appointed, glory to God. So if I've been appointed, that means I'm subject unto one will. And that's the will of Almighty God, glory to God. And when you're subject unto his will, you get everything that's in the will, glory to God. According to that will, according to your need, glory to God. A lot of people want more than what they have need of. But Jesus knows what you have need of, even before you ask, glory to God. So when you ask it in his name, he just refines it, glory to God, and give you what you ought to have, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about one who holds all power in his hand. And all of that power is within us, glory to God. All of that supreme authority. I like that supreme authority. So I can say unto yonder the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And it should obey you if you are faithful in him and that supreme authority. Come on and give us some praise. Amen. Don't go around pretending you're serving God.
Amen.
Because he'll turn a deaf ear to you. Hallelujah. He said, we appoint him ruler over. The word over means you put him at the head of. Didn't he put Jesus the head? He's the head of the body. Glory to God.
Yes, he is.
The head. He'll put you rule over that, glory to God. And so we'll become a part of that head as he breathes down through us and as he pour out his words in us, glory to God. We are to follow him. Why? Because that is the will that came from the Father. The Father said, if we obey the Son, then we can have everything in that will, glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave it. When Abraham was obedient, when he was faithful, he got it, glory to God. There was a whole lot of them that was faithful, glory to God. Joseph and all of those people, David and all those was faithful. Let me tell you something, they went perfect, but they was faithful, glory to God. You can't be perfect, but you can be faithful, glory to God. And what I mean by that is that when you're in your problems and your circumstance, even if you tell a lie, glory to God, you can still be faithful unto God. Because if you ask in his name and when you repent, glory to God, because you told that lie, the Bible said he's quick and just to forgive us of all our sin, glory to God, and bring us back into the fold once again. Come on and give God some praise. So you got to be faithful in that authority.
Yeah.
You can't misuse it.
That's right. That's
because right. You're going to bankrupt. Glory to God. But you got to use it according as he give it to you. Yeah. Come on and give us some praise. You see, yeah. Make that.
Yeah.
In charge of his household. Yeah. Where household is a place of authority. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the or the demonstration under the shadow of the Almighty. Demonstration of the power of Jesus. Victory in your conflicts. You got to demonstrate this thing. You just can't, it's more than just words, glory to God. You got to demonstrate. In other words, you got to live it, glory to God. Not only do you live it with the outward appearance sometimes, but you got to live it up here first, God. Because you got to believe that the word of God is true. You got to believe that he is a healer. He might never heal you, glory to God, but that don't stop you from believing that he is a healer. And if he ever heals you, just open the book. He'll tell you about a lot of healing heals, glory to God. You got to look around you, glory to God. I don't know about you, but many of you in here, God has laid his hands up on you, not man, and God has healed you, glory to God. I'm one of those, glory to God. God healed my back, glory to God, when I was paralyzed in my leg, and my wife came down the stairs to see what was wrong. I couldn't walk, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, I wasn't fearful, glory to God, because I immediately turned to him. And my wife helped me out of that basement and took me to the doctor, glory to God. My leg was still paralyzed. But when they put me on that table, guess what? I was still praising God. I was still looking here, Mother. Yeah. You woke me up this morning. I'm still alive, glory to God. You woke me up, glory to God. I didn't get up, glory to God, because I had the power in me, glory to God. So I got up, happy, glory to God. And when the doctor started examining me, he looked around. He gave me that, I call it water. He gave me that water, glory to God. And after a while, I didn't have no more pain. But it wasn't from the water, glory to God. It was from God. God came on the scene, God, and told me that I was healed, glory to God. And I got up and walked out of it.
Yeah.
Come on. Told my wife, move on, walk the grind. Hot, cold, shot. You got to demonstrate, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to witness. You got to tell somebody. That's the place. That's the house only talking about. You got to tell somebody about this Jesus. You got to tell somebody about this gospel. You got to tell somebody about this saving grace. You got to tell somebody that I know somebody that's better than your doctor. You got to tell somebody that I know a joy that's unspeakable, glory to God. You got to tell somebody I know a peace that you will not understand. When it come up on you, glory to God, you'll leap with joy and you'll be happy in your soul. Come on and give us some praise. They told me they wanted to operate on my back. And see what I mean by that word progressive. They told me they was going to operate on my back because I had a slip disc. And I had many jobs. I had moonlighted in, at the time it was a hospital in Highland Park called DOH, Detroit Osteopathic. Whatever, and I moonlighted there in the evening time. I mean, in the daytime, and I worked in the factory in the evening time, afternoon shift. So I saw all kind of operations. Cause on the morning part, working at that hospital, there's nobody hardly around yet, and a lot of times the doctors could call me, glory to God, in the nighttime. And I would go over, and they would take me into the operating room with them. I had to scrub up and do everything just like they done it. I saw them take stuff out of children's ears. I saw them open up the heart and put it over here, and it's running on the machine and all of that. And they made me, called me the circulatory nurse. I had to get them the sterilized instruments and bring them into a sterilized area and open them up. So I saw all of these things, but the one that I saw when it came to me was the back. How they open up the back. They just cut you straight down the middle and crossway, and then open you up like a door. And your back contains all of your nerves that's in your body. It's intertwined around that spine. So I knew right there they wasn't moving nothing for me. Hallelujah. Because it's too much of a chance. See, you can take a chance in man, but you can be sure in Jesus. Hallelujah. I said that. Let it slip some more, God. I'm going to go on and walk in your name. Glory to God. And I come to church and the pastor laid hands on me. Glory to God. And God healed my back. And it's been healed ever since. And that's been over 40-some years ago. Glory to God. And I'm still giving God the praise. And I'm going to give him the praise until he comes. Glory, until he called me home. Glory to God. Because he still can heal. He still can deliver. He still can set you free. You just got to demonstrate it by believing his word. And when you stand on that word, it's a sure foundation. And God, you will not fall, but God will come to your rescue. And he'll take care of your business. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Demonstrate. Jesus done just that. That's what he was doing when he was in front of the Pharisees. He was demonstrating what he heard from the Father. He was telling the truth. You know, people don't want to believe the truth. You know, a man will frown up at the truth. But the Bible says he'd rather believe a lie than the truth. If you tell somebody a lie, you tell a good story that's got a bunch of lies in it, man, they'll go write a book on it. But you tell them a story with a lot of truth in it, and they'll frown on it.
Yep.
Glory to God. But the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Glory to God. But a lies will cause you to bankrupt. Hallelujah. And end up in a place you don't want to end up in. Glory to God. So I'm here to tell you, you got to demonstrate who God is in your life. It ain't just salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I got saved, I knew it was something else. I said, God, he had me on cloud nine. And when I got saved, I was up there for a while. I knew I was saved. I can't explain it. Couldn't explain it then. Can't explain it now. I knew I was saved because the power of God came in, and what did the blood do? It washed me and cleansed me.
Yeah.
Changed my mind and my attitude. So I went about telling everybody about Jesus.
Amen.
I didn't know no other name. I done told him Jesus. I said, Jesus saved me. The ones I used to hang with tried to get me to come back and play some cards. You know, that big whiz and poke and all that stuff. I said, I don't do that stuff no more.
Amen.
You know, they looked at me like, how you changed? So I said, I didn't change, but Jesus changed.
Amen.
I told them about Jesus.
Amen.
I went in the plant telling them about Jesus. And then God let me down off of cloud nine. I'm going to tell you about that demonstration. He let me down off of that cloud nine. It's just like you on a clean ground, and all of a sudden you back in the dump where all that got you and all that stuff that he done delivered me out of. And I realized that that is still here. So I said, God, what am I gonna do now? I don't know how to live this thing, because I do know this one thing. I'm not going back from whence I came.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how power the blood of Jesus is. It won't let you slip back, glory to God, from which you came. But it will open the door. I said it opened the door. And this is the door. I opened this book and I started at Genesis. And I began to read. I didn't understand nothing, glory to God. I just read and read and read. And there was some Greek words in there. I didn't know it was Greek. The Hebrew words in there. I didn't know it was Hebrew, glory to God. I just kept on reading and reading. And glory, I read on all through the five books. And I got over there in First Chronicles. Oh, man, that was just like being in high school. I never did like history. And I never did like grammar and all that stuff. And I said, all this stuff, I don't know nothing about this. But I was faithful unto the word of God. I was faithful unto him. And I kept reading First Chronicles and Second Chronicles. And I kept coming to church, me and my wife. And I kept hearing the word of God being preached. Glory to God. I didn't know how to disciple. I didn't know whether they were lying or whether they were telling the truth. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, your spirit will bear witness with the truth. Glory to God. So when my spirit bear witness with them, I knew they were telling the truth. Glory to God. So I took what I heard and I applied it to my life, and I demonstrated. Come on, give y'all for praise. Hallelujah. And I demonstrated. And then I got a little knowledge, and I went back to the plant some more, and I demonstrated some more, glory to God. One of the other toolmakers around there, we began to demonstrate the power of God, and we started a Bible study, glory to God. Just me and him and a couple others finally came, and after a while, we looked around, and that Bible study had spread to all three ships, glory to God. Don't tell me God don't know what he's doing. It wasn't to my works, glory to God, but it was the hand of God, because I was faithful and obedient unto God. Just like Jesus was, he was faithful unto the Father, and he was obedient unto the Father. Even the death of the cross, he was obedient, glory to God. When you be faithful and obedient unto God, God will do the work that needs to be done. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah. We begin to have church service on lunch hour. We gave up our lunch. Every lunch hour on my shift, we go upstairs and have church. And there will be different denominations of preachers that will come up and preach.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I listened to what they was preaching. Some of it I didn't adhere to. I didn't take heed to. But I listened. So you got to be flexible if you're going to serve God. I listened. Glory to God. Then I went back to the author and the finisher, the book, glory to God, the interpreter, glory to God, and I began to look up stuff. I told God I didn't understand all this stuff. And then let me tell you something. God will lead you and guide you into what you need to do. And he began to lead me and guide me how to study, glory to God, and how to disciple this word. See, it's not by power nor by might. It wasn't by me, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. And God began to take hold of me and lead me and guide me. And that's how me and this pastor and the pastor, the head of this church, that's how we came together. Why? Because God wants that oneness. Glory to God. Pastor, he was starting that oneness then. He was starting that. And all those that weren't a part of the oneness, God just opened the door for them and they flee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I don't worry about those who leave. Glory to God. You just keep doing the work of God. And when you keep doing the work of God, being faithful to his power and his might, then God will keep working in you. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. The authority. You and I have the authority given by Jesus to heal the sick. The command received in faith, giving us full authority of power over spirits. So don't let this joker keep talking to you and tell you you can't. You got to tell him I can and I will.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, you got to talk back to him. Glory to God. He don't have center stage. Jesus does. Remember, I'm not over. Remember, you're not over there no more. You're not in darkness. You're in the light. You're walking in the light. They ain't walking the light. Is in the light. Glory to God. If you walk under the light, you can see clearly. Glory to God. You can see that there are trees around and other objects around. But if you walk in the darkness, you can't see nothing. Glory to God. And you'll head down the wrong place to go the wrong way. And you'll fall in the ditch. Glory to God. But let me tell you something. Even God, when you fall in the ditch, he is faithful. He'll come and get you out and give you another chance. Glory to God. That's that progressive God to keep giving us a chance after chance. So that don't mean that I have arrived. That don't mean that I'm some bona fide, high, polluting preacher. Glory to God. I know everything. I'm still progressive. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I'm still praying. I'm still asking God to heal. I'm still lifting him up. Glory to God. I'm still looking for deliverance. Glory to God. I'm still looking for the sick to be healed. I ask him to heal. Glory to God. And I look for it. Glory to God. I don't sit on it. I just look for it. And then I go on about my business and continue in the service of the Lord. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God.
Hallelujah. The power of compassion. We got that. Love. Care. Comfort. Over the power of the accuser. That one that talks to you night and day. Can't blame nothing on the devil. Go look in the mirror, you'll see the accuser.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, I shall give them. Talking about you and I give them meat as nourishment. Let me just use the humane thing, the humans, because it is human and divine. He'll give you meat. That means nourishment, feed, to rear, or for all nourishment, like what we eat. I like soup, any kind of liquids, gelatins, etc. Hebrews 5:12-14 metaphorically said that talks about strong meat. That is deeper subjects of the faith than of the elementary instruction. That means we got some, Jesus give us some solid food that we can chew on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some food that we can use. Some food that will bring somebody else out, just like it brought us out. Glory to God. He'll give you some, in other words, you got some power, glory to God, like you never had before. And we have not arrived and attain all of the fullness of his power or his glory. We're still moving on forward. He's going to end with you, glory to God. When God start with you, he won't leave you along the way, glory to God. If you be faithful, glory to God, God will get you out. Let me tell you something. Keep focused, glory to God. That's that flexibility. You got to keep focused on God. You can't focus on your circumstances and your situation. Jesus kept focused on the Father. Amen. Come on and give us a praise. Amen. You got to declare this gospel. Love it. Endure it. You got to be instant in season and out of season. And God will give you to be ruler over or in charge. In other words, he'll make you that overcomer that you are. He said he'll give you ruler over all of your goods. That means the substance or your property. That means everything that you have, God gave it to you. Glory to God. See, God put all the provision that man need in the earth. And see, man discovered it. And he began to put it together. And he began to form things. That's why we got the car and automobile. I need to get to that evil servant because he did something else with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He began to form things and make things and according to the explosion of the population, all this stuff, et cetera, and et cetera. He began to explore what God had put in earth and find the gold and the silver and all of this stuff. Glory to God. But he didn't give the one who provided the praise. He didn't recognize him. It's like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They didn't want to recognize Jesus as being from the Father. Oh, that made them mad. Oh, they didn't like nothing like that. Don't tell me you're from the Father. We know Abraham. They knew Abraham more than they knew Jesus. God. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. So I give you ruler over all of your goods. In season and out of season. All of it belongs to you. All of it belongs to you. All of it belongs to us. Glory to God. And then he goes on in verse 48. He said, but if that evil servant, or that one with the evilness, or that's not prudent, if he shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, then all he got is a false attitude. That's what he got. He said he's relaying the same thing to others. If that's in his heart, then you're going to tell people, you don't have to go to church all the time. You don't have to dress up to go to church when it's your choice. You need to dress casual or whatever. You're not being turned, or doors are always open. You don't have to pray, glory to God, like David did with your window open. I don't want to hear your prayer. Hallelujah. When I first got saved, I got up and I prayed loud. I'm in the basement. I prayed loud. My woke wife couldn't sleep no more. I prayed loud because I wanted my neighbors to hear me. And I prayed loud. I mean loud. Woke everybody up. Son living with him, he started scrambling and moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to demonstrate. You got to demonstrate God wherever you go and whatever it takes. Don't let nothing stop you from serving God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. This gospel is going to cost you your life, but you keep on being faithful in God, and God will work everything out of your life. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be afraid of anything. He said, be not dismayed, neither be thou afraid of anything. He said, the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yes.
God has got it all under control.
Yes.
But the evil servant is saying, he's delayed. He said, I got to go live this life that I got. Don't belong to him. It belongs to God. See, he's the God of all flesh. So they don't know that that breath that they're breathing came from God. So they go and drink it up. Or they go and party it up. And they don't never go to church. You can't drag them to church. You tell them, you invite them to come to church, and they say, well, I just ain't my time. I didn't want to tell them so bad. Death ain't your time either when it comes. But when it comes, it's going to be your time. Hallelujah. It ain't my time. I just ain't ready yet. Well, he's right about that. You ain't ready. But we got to keep on displaying or demonstrating this gospel and planting that seed so those that are not are telling themselves they are not ready yet, somewhere down the line, that seed will grab a hold of them and prepare them to meet the King. Come on and give it some praise. Hallelujah. But if the evil servant said, he's not coming, and shall bring and shall begin to smite his fellow servants to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of. See, God is going to come when we are not aware of him. Saved or unsaved, he's coming. We are not aware of it. Only the Father know that. That's what Jesus said. He said, only the Father know this. Glory to God. But we are to make preparation for his coming. So I'm still making preparation for the coming of our King. I'm still making preparation. And I want to see him as he is. Glory to God. I know him down here as he is. But I want to see him as he is. Glory to God. I know him down here as a healer. But I want to see him in the fullness. Glory to God. I know him down here, glory to God, as a deliverer. But when I get there, I want to see the one that delivered me. Hallelujah. I know, glory to God, that I got joy down here unspeakable. But I want to see the one, glory to God, that prepared that joy with his life, glory to God. Now, I know that I got peace down here on this earth, glory to God. But I want to see the one that down here on earth that said that peace surpasses all his understanding. But when I lay eyes up on him, I'm going to understand him in the fullness. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm expecting it. You got to expect it because trust me, he's coming. Glory to God. Look around you at all of the problems and the circumstances. The scripture said man is going to wax worse in the earth, Lord. It's not going to get any better. Jesus said this. He said, you pray for peace or look for it, you ain't going to find none. Glory to God. There ain't no peace. It's more hell than it ever has been. But you can find peace in Christ Jesus when you be faithful and stick in his word. You'll find that peace that you need in the midst of that storm, in the midst of this chaotic world. You'll find that peace. Come on and get God some praise. Said that evil servant, that unwillingness to hear, that disobedient one, saying in his heart, I got time. I got to do the things that I want to do. I got to live. You know what I mean? How many done heard that? I got to live. You know, I got some stuff I want to do. Glory to God. It's always I got some stuff I want to do. Glory to God. And then what all he's going to do is the stuff that he's got, all he's going to do is relay it on to others. Glory to God. That's why birds of a feather flock together, because they're doing the same thing, talking the same thing, minding the same thing. Glory to God. But if you're a servant of the Most High God, we mind the same thing, speak the same thing, do the same thing, walk the same thing. Glory to God. The Bible says, although we walk in the flesh and live in the flesh, we don't walk up in the flesh. We don't do those things anymore. Glory to God. We don't talk about how we used to be. We talk about who we are. Glory to God. And where we are going. Glory to God. We talk about the one that's more powerful, yeah. Glory to God, that you can imagine, glory to God. It amazes me. Sometimes I just stop and God just have me to look up, glory to God, in the sky, and I see the clouds, and I see the stars, and the blue, glory to God, that has no ending, glory to God. And they tell me that the stars are still reproducing, that the sun is still in its place, and the sight of somebody is going to burn out, and something's going to crash into it and do all this, and I sit there with that smile on my face. I said, it shall not be moved. That's what God said. Until the time
comprehend and come and move everything. The moon is still there. It's still shining, glory to God. It might not have the air on it that we need down here, but it's still got the air that God put there, glory to God. Jupiter is still turning around, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you look up, there's clouds, black clouds, white clouds, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the amazement of God's power, glory to God. And I said, God can do all that. Surely he can deliver us. Surely he can heal us. Surely he can bless us. Surely he can bring peace down here. Surely he can bring joy. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's a mighty God. Come on and hear us up praise. Hallelujah. Oh God.
Yes.
He began to smite us. Smite means to blow. I mean, I'm gonna hit you with a blow like that. Not so much as they jumping on you today, they shooting you, hitting you, and all that other stuff. But what I'm talking about, if you look at Matthew 27 and 30. The Bible said they spit upon him. Not only did they spit on him, but one of the soldiers took up a reed and they smite him or gave him a blow to the head. And that's what this evil servant is doing, glory to God. He's trying to get your focus off of God. They were trying to get their focus by hitting him in the head off of the Father. But Jesus was dead set on the Father. Because he know that's the way he's going to get home. I don't know about you. I'm dead set on it because that's my way home. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep on walking. They can smite me all they want to. But I'm going to stay focused, glory to God. You got to stay focused. Jesus stayed focused. Although they hit him on the head and tried to disrupt him and all this stuff. And they beat him. And he bled and he done all of these things. But in spite of, he was flexible, glory to God. I spite of, glory to God. He went on to that cross, glory to God. With you and I in mind, he had his name, glory to God, upon our name, upon his breast, glory to God. And he carried it to Calvary. And he hung and died. He hung it wide, glory to God. And he died and hung his head. And he told his Father, it is finished, glory to God. And when he said it was finished, our victory was at hand. Come on and give us some praise. I'm going to close with this. He said, 50 and 51, he said, the Lord of that service shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he's not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he receive. His portion is going to be death. Glory to God. His portion is going to be out of darkness. And the Bible says there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's not a state, but a definite occasion and time when this event shall take place. Come on and give us some praise. You surely know that if you don't know God, you're surely going to hell, glory to God. But if you know him, you're surely going to abide with him forever, glory to God. And where we are going, that won't be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's going to be joy, glory to God, and full of glory. Hallelujah. I'm waiting to see him. I'm being patient, glory to God. I don't know whether he's going to come before he calls. It doesn't matter to me. He can do either, glory to God. But you got to be ready whether he calls or whether he comes, glory to God. You got to be ready to receive him, and he can receive you. But if you're not ready, they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And verse 44 up above 49 says, be ye ready. So you better be ready because he's coming.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
So you better start looking for more than the material things on the human side, and start putting more focus on the divine thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The meat.
Amen.
This is the meat talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's given us charge of this.
Amen.
Authority, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. This is the household.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Outside that household, he's given us charge.
to demonstrate this gospel.
Hallelujah.
So it's up to you, glory to God. When it comes to that part, it's an individualistic thing, glory to God. You got to get your house in order like I got to get mine in order. I can't meddle in your house and you can't meddle in mine, glory to God. You can't change nothing over here and I can't change nothing over there. I got to turn it over to the one who can change it. He said, casting all your cares upon him, for we know that he cared for us. That's the one you got to turn it over to. And when he come in, he'll change what needs to be changed. And when he changes it, it'll be right. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Everyone stand to your feet. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, you want prayer, please come down front in the altar.